In the meantime, Josh Kearns is with us, and you had a pretty interesting little journey yesterday going through the homeless camp up in the U District.
Well, yeah, Dave, you know, we've obviously talked a lot about this. I'd been talking to the State Patrol recently about what they've been dealing with, and I thought it was time to go out again and get a look at the front lines, and met up with the DOT's Maintenance Superintendent Jim McBride, and we just went to one small part, I-5, just off of 50th, and the amount of crap that they're pulling out of there is unbelievable.
We'll take out in the neighborhood of a couple of tons of garbage on average in a day's time.
And what's wild is, I mean, the sights and smells are just overwhelming. It was like going to the garbage dump, you know, that overwhelming smell. Add in urine, and you got syringes, hypodermic needles, cans, bottles, dirty clothes, blankets, books. I mean, really, just the detritus everywhere. And what's wild is they're increasingly digging into the hillsides, creating these makeshift bunkers under virtually every tree.
It's actually, unfortunately, deeper than that. Under the bridges, we've run into big problems where they've actually tunneled back under the roadway and created, and in a couple of instances, created cave-ins that we had to go in and shut the road down temporarily and repave it.
Even worse, they're breaking into the drains, and these are the drains that flow, you know, all the runoff that goes into Puget Sound ultimately, using them as toilets. They're dumping their needles down there. These guys have to reach in there. It's certainly not what McBride signed up for 35 years ago. And they have to go out and do this several times a week. They just sort of rotate. Every week, there's a couple of the different sites. He figures they spend about $500,000 a year doing this right now. And whenever they're dealing with homeless cleanup, they're not doing their primary job that we hired them to do, maintaining our roads and bridges.
We're deferring the stuff that really should be getting done, just as a normal maintenance routine. But It's not, because we've got all the other pressures coming in.
And that pressure, Dave, it's surprising to me. It's just getting overwhelming, so much so that McBride says a lot of workers are simply up and quitting because they just don't want to or can't deal with all this anymore.
This gets to be something that they just don't want to do. You're dealing with a constant exposure to human waste and needles and piles of garbage. And it adds up. And having to go out and pick that up, only to see the problem return when you get in your car and go home that night. In most all instances, they're back in there before our guys get home.
And even worse, something I hadn't heard before. I mean, we've heard, you know, some of variations on this, but the workers themselves getting accosted by the homeless. The homeless have become increasingly confrontational.
Saying, "What right have you to kick me out?"
Almost, and in one case, actually attacking them.
It's been a year and a half, 2 years ago. One of my guys, fortunately, escaped serious injury when he was stabbed by one of these people. And we've had people thrown off their mowers. We've had people challenged when they're trying to do their normal job. They're there to cut trees or brush for vegetation sight distance at intersections, and have, you know, three or four guys come up and get in their face and say, "Hey, get out of here. This is our area." Or you're trying to build these fences and have the group of them come over and say, you know, just right in your face all day long. It makes the job stressful. It makes the job not fun anymore.
And, you know, it's so bad that the cops have to be out. They won't go out without a police escort anymore. And even some citizens are now turning on, you know, the growing sort of militants of homeless advocates. They actually will come out and yell it at McBride and some of his crew members, "Leave the homeless alone. Oh, clean up." But they still want them to clean up the mess.
It really becomes frustrating for the crews when they know that they don't have the support even of the citizens that are telling them to go pick up the garbage. It's a real frustrating situation.
But as long as the leaders allow this, it just keeps going on. And the worst part, it's just a game of whack-a-mole. Literally, I talked to one homeless guy who was out there cleaning up all of it. He was picking up, I mean, just the weirdest collection of stuff. This represents this guy's life, basically. Yeah. Random books and blankets and things like that. And I saw him stack them on the sidewalk across over there on like 8th Northeast. And I said, "What are you going to do now?" He said, "I'm just going to wait until they leave, and then I'm going to move it all back."
Of course. The activists you're talking about, these are people who are telling the transportation workers, you shouldn't be protecting the highway and you shouldn't be moving people out. You should be allowing people to live under a highway.
Basically, yeah. But they still want the mess cleaned up. So essentially, what they want is they want the WashDOT to be maid service.
Yeah,
for the homeless. So leave the homeless alone, even though they're camping illegally, posing potential health and safety threats to all the motorists and everything. And this is not about, I mean, everybody I talk to is compassionate, empathetic. It's just that we've run into a situation increasingly where we have normalized lawlessness in the name of protecting the homeless.
Yeah, well, then maybe there should be a separate jungle levy on the next ballot where you would pay a little more property tax in order to have proper sanitation and have regular housekeeping service under the freeway, emptying the Santa cans, cleaning up, I guess, regular garbage collection, and maybe little street names for the paths under there. So that at least it's a little more humane, if that's the way you're going to be about it.
Well, you know what I would question, Dave, is that humane? Because the conditions that I have seen time and time again and going on all of these ride-alongs and cleanups and things like that, you would not want anybody. I mean,
I
we
know,
would not allow
point,
people to live in there.
I know, but at this point, I'm persuaded that if you're there, you're there by choice. Because everybody who runs from the Union Gospel Mission to the Salvation Army are saying if these people wanted to sleep in a bed indoors, they could. And they don't want to. So now they're there by choice. And since they've made a free choice to stay there, and homeless advocates are making a free choice to say, we don't want the DOT to clean them up, then I guess what we're saying is we want to tax ourselves to make sure it's a sanitary location so we don't have, you know, some horrible tuberculosis epidemic or plague or whatever breaks out, you know, when you don't have any sanitation. We don't want to have fires that are stopping traffic. We don't want to have out-of-control vegetation to, you know, create accidents because there's no sight line. And I believe the president is speaking now. All right. Just in time. Here's the president.
We are not a country that guarantees